With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's military intensified its airstrikes in Gaza Sunday. BBC's Paul Adams has more.
The air campaign will continue. They clearly feel that they have a great deal that they can still do from the air. We're not privy to any of this planning. We don't know, for example, what was being hit near the Al-Quds hospital in Gaza today that caused such panic. But that is part of an ongoing Israeli aerial effort up and down the Gaza Strip, which is maintaining the pressure, obviously, on Hamas, but also continuing to make life intolerable for more than 2 million civilians.
Thousands of people in Gaza who are desperate for food, basic items, broke into aid warehouses in the besieged enclave this weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, Tampa police arrested a 22-year-old suspect in the mass shooting on a city street overnight. Two people killed, 18 injured after a fight erupted between two groups. Four people shot, wounded early today near Georgia State University, Atlanta's campus. Police say the shooting stemmed from a dispute between two groups, but did not say if there were any arrests. President Biden has a new challenger in the race for the White House.
Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota is running for president in 2024.
We've got some challenges, that's for sure. We're going to repair this economy, and we are going to repair America as long as we do it together.
Phillips has expressed concerns that Joe Biden might not get reelected, and he believes a competitive primary will strengthen the party and fend off a possible victory by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A deal's been reached to end a week-long strike that shut down a major shipping artery in the Great Lakes, halting the flow of grain and other goods from the U.S. and Canada. 360 workers in Ontario and Quebec walked out October 22nd in a dispute over wages. This is SRN News. Fewer abortions thanks to abortion bans.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in London say anti-Semitic incidents are up more than 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack on Israel 3 weeks ago. The city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and the defacing of posters showing the Israelis who were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack. Police responded by increasing patrols near Jewish schools, synagogues, as well as other installations. This is SRN News. A Vermont ski town hit by severe flooding this summer wants to get the word out that it's very much open for the winter season, with only just a handful of businesses still rebuilding.
Ludlow was one of the hardest hit communities in Vermont in the July flooding. The flooding not only inundated businesses and homes with floodwaters, but heavily damaged the town post office and wastewater treatment plant. The Ludlow town manager says more than 90% of the damaged businesses have reopened, and the community is ready and waiting with open arms for the winter season.
Jeremy House with that report. Fans flocked to movie theaters across the country to see the scary video game adaptation Five Nights at Freddy's on the big screen. It made $78 million at the box office this weekend. In second place, Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour expected to cross $200 million in global grosses by the end of today, having added another $14.5 million domestically. More details at SRNnews.com.